starting soon, employers in two states will have to begin showing applicants the salary range they pay for each position in the company. Connecticut and Nevada are the latest states to enact pay transparency laws. They'll take effect on Friday. California, Colorado, Maryland, and Washington already have similar laws in place, as do some cities, including Toledo and Cincinnati. Rhode Island, set to join the club in 2023. It all means that potential hires, in some cases existing workers, no longer have to guess what companies are willing and able to pay. That might sound like good news for workers. Some employers, though, aren't wild about it. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should companies have to disclose how much they're paying their employees to potential applicants, to their current employees? Do you talk about compensation with your coworkers? Is there a rule against it at your workplace, as there is in some companies? If you run a business, how do you feel about having to share wage info with your employees and potential hires? Do you want to see this kind of law in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Aki Ito is a senior correspondent at Business Insider. She covers the economy, the labor market, and workplaces. Aki, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
I know there's some variation from state to state or city to city, but in general, what is the intent of these pay transparency laws?
Sure. So the idea is to bring just more information to this incredibly important decision that we make in our lives. When you kind of think about it, right, when you walk into the grocery store, you know exactly what you're going to pay for that apple or for that box of Cheez-Its. And it's kind of ridiculous to think about it that you don't know how much you're going to get paid for these jobs that you're applying for. The idea with these laws is to bring more information to job seekers to try to level the playing field with employers a little bit more. And also along the way, almost kind of shame employers into developing more fair pay systems so that they're paying women and men equally, and that they're paying white people and people of color equally too.
Well, you share the story of one job seeker in recent years. You, what did you run into as you were looking to change your job?
That's right. So I think like a lot of job seekers, when I was looking for a new job, I went through the normal process of going on Glassdoor.com, seeing what other people have been paid in the past, talking to my friends, my colleagues. But then at the end of the day, I just had to come up with a best estimate guess on how much to ask for. And I got the job and I love my job today, but 8 or 9 months into the job, I'm still not sure if I asked for enough money. I'm not sure if I left some money on the table.
And some companies don't allow their employees to talk to one another. So in these companies, you couldn't say to your coworker, hey, what are you making? I'm making this, right? These are company policies.
There are a lot of company policies out there, but it's actually illegal under federal law for employers to actually enforce it. So as long as you are a non-manager, you have the right to discuss your salary with other workers at your company.
What kind of jobs are most affected by these pay transparency laws?
I think it would be mostly in, you know, white collar professional jobs, just first of all, because there's a bigger range of what you could get paid with these higher income jobs. And also because I think in a lot of lower paid jobs, these salary ranges are already posted in the job opening.
And jobs that hire hourly, it seems like when I see postings for those, a lot of times the hourly rate is right there up front, right?
That's right. That's right.
We're talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider. She covers the economy, labor markets, and workplaces. We're talking about what are called pay transparency laws in a small but growing number of states, saying when you apply for a job, the company can't keep the pay scale a mystery. It also sometimes covers current employees and transparency over who's getting paid what. Aki, what have been some of the biggest objections to these kind of laws?
So I think what I hear a lot from employers is if we end up disclosing our salary ranges, and especially publicly in the job posting, then other employers will be able to see that and poach our employees. I don't think that's as much of a concern if everybody in the state is forced to do that, right? Then you're just kind of poaching each other's employees. So at least it's a level playing field. And employers are also don't like it because the public nature of this forces them to think really long and hard about whether their pay systems are fair. Of course, that's the whole point of this law, to make employers check that their pay systems are in fact fair, but they don't like that scrutiny.
I want to visit a couple of states here and how it works. You wrote about California's law where applicants aren't automatically given that info. If I apply for that job in California, I have to ask to receive it. One snag you saw in this law is most nobody knows about it.
Yeah. I mean, I've lived in California for most of the last decade. And, you know, given the nature of my job, you'd think that I'd know more than most people. But I hadn't heard of this law until I started reporting on this story. No one I spoke to, just kind of in my own circle of friends, had known about this law. And a lot of my friends told me, oh, I wish I'd known before I applied for this job.
And then we have this Colorado law that took effect in January. And this is a little wider reaching. What is going on in Colorado with this?
So starting in January this year, Colorado has required employers to post the salary range of every single job in every job posting publicly. And so this is a very radical move. No other state has even come close to requiring something like this before.
And here's a twist. What is a Colorado job? If I quit my work here and founded a company and started hiring and said, hey, you can work remotely from anywhere you want, am I a Colorado employer under this job? Because hypothetically, somebody could apply from Colorado?
That's right. So the Colorado law applies to every employer who has at least one employee in Colorado. So as soon as you have one employee in Colorado, the law applies to you. And it's really interesting because this isn't something, remote jobs weren't something that most employers were really thinking about before the pandemic. This law in Colorado passed in 2019 in the before times. but now this, because of the shift to work from home in the pandemic, Colorado's law has, taken on more importance for national employers as well.
I'm not hiring, so don't anybody send me a resume. We're talking about new laws in certain states that require companies to disclose their salary levels, what people are going to get paid. Aki Ito is with us, senior correspondent at Business Insider. She's been following this story as more states around the country do some kind of pay transparency laws, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Okay, you've heard how they work. Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think employers should upfront, either in their job postings or early in the hiring stage, have to say, hey, here's how much, by the way, we're going to pay you, or here's the pay range. What's it been like for you if you've tried to negotiate your salary? Has it been tough with limited information? You don't know what other people in your position make at your current workplace or the one you're applying for. If you're an employer, what do you think about this idea? When you're hiring, do you upfront say, hey, you make X amount per hour or this range? Or do you want to keep that till the end of the process so you know more about the candidate you might be hiring? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 to share your thoughts or your questions. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. Right now, we're picking up our talk about the growing number of states passing pay transparency laws. That means employers have to provide in these states applicants the salary range they pay for each position. They vary from state to state. Among the goals, trying to make sure that people are being paid fairly, they know what they're getting into, avoid wage discrimination, say, between men and women. Connecticut and Nevada set to enforce their laws starting Friday. They join California, Colorado, Maryland, Washington, some cities around the country, Rhode Island up in 2023. Aki Ito is with us, senior correspondent at Business Insider. She covers the economy and workplace issues, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? Do you wish something like this had been in place when you were applying for a job, maybe negotiating a salary if you were in a position where you could negotiate a salary? Would you want this information out there as you consider what jobs to apply for? And if you're on the other side of things, you hire people, Do you like this idea? Do you have concerns about having to disclose this kind of information, maybe even publicly? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Aki, listing the states there, and it seems like there's a trend of more and more states are doing this. Is this something that you expect to see in more and more states over the next few years?
Absolutely. There is a law right now that's being considered in Massachusetts that I think is very close to getting passed. I've seen other bills up in New York and other states too. So I think this is a real trend. I think this is just the beginning.
And this is something that is happening state by state, not at the national level. Did you run into people saying, hey, this is something that Congress should tackle?
You know, that's a good idea. I don't know how it would work on the federal level, on the federal level, it's illegal for employers to enforce kind of the gag orders, right, about discussing your pay. So you have that level of protection. This is very much a state by state, even a city by city fight.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Emily is with us in La Crosse. Emily, hi.
Hi. I am just calling because I have a wonderment as an employee. How would employers deal with the fact that employees would then be able to find out that new hires were making much more money than them after they've been working at a company for an extended amount of time?
Oh, interesting question, Emily. Thanks a lot. Is this a concern people have had? We don't want our 10-year employee knowing what the new kid at work is making.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is an especially relevant question right now because the job market is so hot at the moment, and employers are doing everything they can to attract new candidates and sometimes just forgetting to take care of their existing employees. If you get this kind of transparency, then as a veteran employee, you can look at those job postings and say, hey, this is unfair, and you can ask for more pay. That way, as an employee, you're kind of enforcing equal pay at your workplace as well. So that's the whole point of these pay transparency laws.
Thanks a lot for that call, Emily, at 800-642-1234. Digging around, Aki, I saw one concern raised that, okay, the idea here is that we're going to get more equal pay maybe for people in a position. If I know so-and-so is making more money than I do, I'll agitate to level it up. One CEO wrote, well, hold on. You know, maybe I'm paying employee A more than employee B because employee A just does a way better job. But if I had to prove that in a legal way or an HR way, well, that gets really difficult for me. Is that a concern you ran into?
I think a lot of employers do have this concern. Managers hate talking about salary. It's probably one of the most contentious issues that they can talk about with their employees, just because everybody cares about their pay so much. But I think the idea is that if you have a fair system and you also communicate that in a really clear way so that everybody knows why they're getting paid what they're getting paid, then it doesn't have to be such a contentious issue. If there are clear metrics by which you evaluate employee performance, you can justify paying some people more than others based on performance. So it really comes down to, do you have a fair system and have you communicated that effectively to employees? With both of those steps, transparency shouldn't be as contentious as I think employers expect.
Talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider, about wage transparency laws in many states, a growing number of states now, requiring in various ways employers to disclose how much they're going to pay you when you apply, or maybe even make that information available to everybody at your workplace. Do you know what your coworkers make? Do you want to know? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Bob is with us in Richland Center. Bob, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Bob?
Well, my question is, how does it deal with benefits? The pay rate may not look so good, but the benefit package could be phenomenal or vice versa. So just because you see the pay rate doesn't tell you the whole story. How is it how does it affect, or how is it this idea dealing with that?
Oh, great question, Bob. Aki, how do these various laws deal with benefits as opposed just to the raw number?
That's a great question. I know at least in Colorado, the employer does have to know what the benefits will be, what the benefits, and I think also bonus as well. But there's some really interesting research showing that some of the biggest pay disparities between women and men, let's say in like the technology industry, comes from equity, which is a kind of bonus, right? And even if you require employers to disclose the base pay rates for jobs, if you don't require employers to also disclose how they award equity, then you could still have a lot of inequality in the workplace. So that's a great question. And I think a lot of state governments are still wrestling with this question.
Bob, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Aki, speaking of state governments, you write toward the end of your piece that there are substantially big employers who do disclose pay scales and where employee pay is public information, and that's many local and state governments. How does it work there?
That's right. So in most government jobs, you know exactly what you're going to get paid before you even interview for the job. In a lot of cases, there's a clear range for each job, and you know, they make it very clear like what you need in order to get a promotion or a pay raise as well. So the government is a really interesting example of an institution that works just fine with pay transparency. They've had it for decades, and it's not a contentious issue in the government. So why does it have to be so contentious in the private sector?
An interesting point you raise in your piece, Aki, kind of tangential, but it struck me, even when we can talk about what we're paid, a lot of us don't feel comfortable talking about that. You write that you have a very small circle of people who you're generally willing to talk about what you're paid with. Why are we so timid about talking about what we make?
I think that's our culture. I think we're raised in a system where talking about money and talking about your salary is taboo. So we don't do it, even though I think in a lot of cases we know that talking about our salaries is good for us, that it helps us gather more information to argue for better pay, especially if we're in these groups that tend to get paid less, if we're women, if we're people of color. So I think breaking this taboo is a really important step in trying to get us closer to pay equity.
You note in your piece that in the many states where they don't have these laws, there are some private websites that try to help people get a sense of what pay ranges are. What is out there in a state like, say, Wisconsin that doesn't have this kind of law?
Right. So, I mean, certainly you can go on Glassdoor.com or Salary.com. There are a lot of salary sites now out there that try to, you know, give you a little bit of a sense of what these jobs potentially pay. But the interesting thing is, even if Wisconsin itself doesn't have a specific law about this, if you're applying for a job at a national employer, their practice might just be to disclose the salary if a candidate asks, even if you're not in one of these states that has a law giving you these protections. So I think it's worth asking, you know, maybe after the first interview or so, like, you know, would you mind sharing what the salary range is for this job? Because you might be surprised. They might actually tell you.
Aki, what are you watching for next in the story of wage transparency laws?
I think I'm definitely interested to see if more states pass these laws. For example, in Colorado, when Colorado came out with its rule about requiring employers to disclose salary ranges and job postings, some employers decided to try to exclude themselves from this law by saying, we're not hiring any candidates out of Colorado. It turns out that's illegal in Colorado anyway, but you can't really say something like that if, you know, 10 different states are requiring this level of disclosure now. If it's just Colorado, it's one thing, but if you have, you know, 10, 15 states requiring it, employers, national employers just have to go along and be transparent with everybody. So I think we're really close to the tipping point here, and that's what I'm going to be looking out for.
Aki, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It was great to be on your show.
Aki Ito is a senior correspondent at Business Insider, where she covers the economy, the labor market, and workplaces. We talked to her about the growing number of states that are requiring companies to disclose employees' salary ranges with what are called wage transparency laws. Still time for you to share your thoughts on that idea. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.